Well, Sue, as we start out looking at what's happening in the market, you and I were just talking. It is really a quiet type of market trade, obviously. There's some export, there's some harvest pressure. Finally getting a crop progress report after 3 weeks from the USDA. But like you said, the funds and the aggressiveness just aren't there in the marketplace right now.
Well, they aren't. The funds are basically into the stock market indexes. And, you know, you can't blame them. The market's been making higher highs and holding together quite well. But in the meantime, don't sell food commodities or raw commodities short, because the world still needs it. And, you know, while they talk about, you know, food supplies or grain supplies being burdensome in the world, you know, it may be burdensome, but the demand is just about equal. So I think that it's however you want to spin it. I think what we're looking at is a market that has got this in the back of their mind, that we've got bigger crops and we're going to have bigger acreage next year in soybeans, not so much in corn, but that our world supplies are going to be pretty aggressive. And I think that they've got that so ingrained in the back of their mind that it's almost like we're gravitating or trying to get to carrying charge markets. So those are the old-fashioned markets. And, of course, you can see the effects, because the volatility has just really came out of, evaporated out of options.
Are we seeing, China continues to be a buyer and their appetite continues to be there. Are there any other countries besides China that might be looking towards the U.S.?
Well, we've had Mexico as a buyer here recently also, and especially in corn. But one thing we want to keep in mind, China also has countries that transship, like Taiwan, South Korea. And we need to watch those countries, because if they start showing a campaign of enthusiasm of buying corn and soybeans and wheat, we need to be very watchful, because those are grains that could be not actually headed to those countries, but going elsewhere back into China.